Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Today I've decided that the time has come for me to pass the torch to the next generation of Dallas Cowboys and retire from the National Football League.
Good morning, Metroplex. Happy Friday to you. Be careful out there as we've had a messy morning in the Metroplex.
Still going.
I guess it was this amount of tears yesterday during the Jason Witten press conference. They lined up the entire organization, the team, the staff at the entrance of the Star in Frisco. Witten came through and it was just a tribute. A lot of emotion, a lot of sadness with 82 officially moving into the Monday Night Football booth. I want to hear, Troy, this clip about criticizing players. This is Witten asked about the difficulty of being critical of players. How is 82 going to handle that jumping into the booth?
No, I mean, look, I can assure you that these men that are sitting out here in front of us, they have such a high standard for themselves that anything that I would say or anybody else would say is they're already thinking that because I know what they're about. I know who they are and the character and what they stand for and how much they put into it. But, yeah, there's a few of them that, you know, I'll make sure to critique it pretty well. You know, and certainly I've had plenty of mine critiqued over the years. But I don't worry about that. I mean, you know, my relationship with so many of these guys out here, it goes so much bigger than just football. And that, I think, was why I was so emotional, because they really are family to me.
I love that answer of, well, you know, they already know. They're critical of themselves. So if I tell them they suck, like, they already know that they suck. Mm. So that was a nice little spin there from Witten. At least that was my interpretation of it. The star of this was Jason Garrett. And if you've been watching All or Nothing, maybe you weren't really surprised. The story about Jason Witten's go-to route, the Y option, saying probably half of his catches in the entire league, fourth most all time, came on this route. And he compared it to the Kareem Skyhook, that it's that much of a sports staple. Here's Jason Garrett talking about Jason Witten, explaining the Y option in front of the entire team.
So the presentation that night took about a half an hour. For those of you guys who are here, who are in the room, you remember what I'm talking about. It was simply the greatest presentation I've ever seen in football. The demonstration, the detail of what he does on this particular route was mind-boggling. He talked about his stance, where his weight is, where his hand is, how he releases versus defender, inside or outside, based on his alignment. He talked about the number of steps he takes, if the guy's inside leverage or outside leverage, how he runs the routes. He talked about his eyes, his shoulders, his hips, his feet, the angle he's taking coming out, what he's doing with the ball after he catches it. It was just like nothing I'd ever seen. A lot of coaches, really good coaches who have been doing it for a long time, we all looked at each other and said, wow.
That clip made me excited for Witten, the broadcaster. Mm-hmm. I don't know if Jason's going to have this, like, personality-wise, I'm trying to compare him to Romo. Like, Romo's got a giddy, dorky, very excited personality, corny.
Such a nerd.
I wonder how Witten's is. I wonder how Witten's is on television, how it's going to be.
I don't think it's Witten's personality.
You think he's as much of a cheese ball?
No. I don't know. I think he's...
is that being harsh? I mean, I guess it is.
No, Tony's a cheese ball.
He's a cheese... I mean,
yeah, he's corny.
Yeah, he played... Cheese! He played...
Hide and seek at his bachelor party.
Thank you. Flashlight tag.
Flashlight tag. That's what it was.
Come on.
No, I think...
Come on, man.
I think Jason's got... he's got that sort of Southern country charm to him. I don't want to say... Not corny, but sort of more aw shucks.
Yeah.
And I think that appeals to a large group of people.
I also think Jason is a little bit more cutthroat than Tony.
Yeah.
Like, I think Jason, you know, he could cut, you know, if you're going to get in a verbal argument with both of them, I think Witten could cut you a little deeper. Does that make sense? Like, so maybe he'll be a little edgier.
Yeah, he's a killer.
Yeah, so I that's what I'm interested in seeing. I have no doubt that the X's and O's breakdown from Witten will be fantastic. I want to know about the personality.
So you're basically saying that you don't think Jason Witten at all is going to be like...
Ooh,
Tucker touchdown, that's a catch.
Ooh!
Oh! You don't think Witten's going to do that at any point?
I don't know.
Probably not.
Ooh! And look, Tony Romo has transformed the analysis game. He came in year one, blew everybody away. I'm just interested in comparing the personalities. All right, final part of the Jason Garrett why option story. The entire point of the story was not to talk about Witten the technician. It was Witten the teammate.
So Witt takes the next couple minutes talking about what he saw and what he felt. It was great. But then he stops. And he says, I'll tell you why this play really worked. And he said, I want you to look at Dez Bryant here. He's our ex receiver. They play two man for one reason. Dez Bryant. They need a guy underneath. They need a guy on top. Dez Bryant's one of the best receivers in the National Football League. He deserves that attention. Then he talked about the offensive line, Tyron Smith and his set, and how he used his hands and where his eyes were, and how he punched and scratched and clawed and fought. He talked about Ron Lear, our left guard, Travis Frederick, Zach Martin working inside, working together, passing things off, scratching, clawing, fighting until the end of the down. Talked about Jeremy Parnell, our right tackle, his set, and how he was battling to somehow keep the rusher away from Romo. He talked about Cole Beasley and Terrence Williams taking outside releases, turning the defender's eyes away from him, and running the safety off so he'd be isolated. He talked about DeMarco Murray, his protection assignment, running a swing, get that linebacker out of there so I can break inside. Then he talked about Romo, the greatness of Romo, his toughness, mental toughness, physical toughness, his instincts, his awareness to kind of hang in there with him. The guys that were on the bus together in 2003 from the hotel to the facility, it all came alive on 4th and 6. Romo slid, threw it between the 8 and the 2 when he went. So it struck me that this play, his signature play, where he made it at the critical moment, he didn't make it about him. He did what he always does. He makes it about everybody else.
Wow. Jason Garrett, emotional, choked up on Jason Witten. Everybody was choked up yesterday. Witten, especially in the beginning. You know Jerry was going to be emotional. The Jones girls were all bawling as well.
Yeah, they were crying like it was a funeral.
Yeah.
I thought for a moment during this that Jason was not going to mention Tony.
Shoot.
You know, like, because he started rattling off everybody's name.
When he started rattling off and didn't include him, I was like, oh, he's got an individual thing for Tony then. There's no way.
I was like, oh, did he just forget? Like, it was like, he was reading and he was just saying the names and he just forgot it. I was like, there's no way he can do that. Because then he starts going to coaches. And I was like, oh, my God, he's going to leave Tony out. And thankfully, he didn't. And, you know, you were like, whoa, man.
All right. Our suggestion for Jerry is this year, put Jimmy Johnson in the Ring of Honor on his own, separate of the big three. And then next year, put in Romo, Witten, Ware all together. Mm-hmm. Let Jimmy have his own stage. Jerry, in my opinion, has screwed him long enough. Now that Jerry has gotten his football recognition as a Hall of Famer, stop. Come on, man. Put Jimmy Johnson in the Ring of Honor this year, and then next year you can go with Witten, DeMarcus, and Romo. But you have been talking about this for a while. Rick Gosselin has written about it. Jason Witten may not be getting into the Hall of Fame on his first try.
Correct. That's Rick Gosselin is a Hall of Fame voter. He wrote about this a couple years ago saying, hey, guys, just want to prepare everybody before he retires. And this was back in 2015. Like, that Jason's not getting in on the first ballot. That's just not happening. And we need to prepare ourselves for that. Shannon Sharp, who when he retired was the greatest tight end ever. Or
ever.
When he retired? I mean, who was ahead of him when he retired at the time of his retirement?
Maybe Kellen Winslow. I mean, I'm not fighting you on it. I'm just trying to think of other great names. My man in Baltimore.
Oh, Ozzie?
No. Dang it.
Don't say Todd Heap.
No, man. dang it, I can't remember it. I'll come up with
it. But anyway, I mean, he was certainly up there.
Yeah.
He was certainly the best tight end of the generation that we grew up with.
Yes.
And he had to wait three tries. Now, Tony G will get, there's never been a first ballot Hall of Fame tight end, ever. There's only eight in the Hall of Fame.
I was thinking of John Mackey.
John Mackey, okay, that's fair. Eight tight ends. John Mackey was an all-decade selection. He played, you know, he was a, you know, 10, you know, played 10 seasons, five Pro Bowls with the Colts, had an amazing career. Took him 15 years to get in the Hall of Fame.
Woo.
15 years. Mike Ditka, 12 years. One of the greatest tight ends of all time. Kind of changed the game as well. Jason Witten, to get in as the guy who has the lowest yards per catch of any of the tight ends in the Hall of Fame, as a guy who, of the guys who will be peers of his, Antonio Gates, Tony Gonzalez, Shannon Sharp, et cetera, Rob Gronkowski, he's got the lowest touchdown numbers by a lot.
Has the second most yards, though.
Second most yards, that's a compilation stat, as opposed to a yards per catch. You know, it's a longevity thing, which is fine.
Yep.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I mean, that's what I would base my case on for Jason Witten if I'm in the room making the case for him. It's not about the yards per catch. It wasn't always a downfield weapon. It's about the consistency. He was always there and always ready to make a play. He's fourth in the league in catches all time, not just among tight ends.
No, and look, there's nothing wrong with that. And that there is nothing wrong with that at all. And he, as I said, he should be a first ballot Hall of Famer.
Man, they treat tight ends just a little bit better than kickers and punters.
Barely.
Six more Pro Bowls than Mike Ditka. Six more Pro Bowls than John Mackey.
Do you want to bet on him?
Eight more Pro Bowls than Ozzie Newsome.
You think he'll get in the first try?
Now, I don't think he'll get in first try based on...
His point.
And this will be another weird situation. Is like, how are tight ends in today's game evaluated versus what they used to be? Because if you compare Jason to what it used to be, it should be a no-brainer. He should absolutely be in first time.
Shannon Sharp was voted down twice before getting in his third year of eligibility. I'd put Shannon Sharp at the same level, if not better, than Jason Witten. Now, it also depends on who the rest of your class is. Joe Thomas is going to be on Jason's list. Thomas probably ahead. Probably, although I guess it could be close. If Adrian Peterson and Revis retire this offseason, they're in the mix. If Antonio Gates, even though he got punished for a drug test, maybe that doesn't eliminate him. I don't know. He could be in that conversation as well. So it depends on your class, too.
I have no idea how the NFL is going to punish the PED users the way baseball does. But, you know, I think that he would be behind. I don't know if he'd be behind Revis, only because of the longevity. Revis did it for a very short spurt. Now, it was an amazing spurt. But it was still very, it was more.
It wasn't like a Terrell Davis spurt. It was longer than that.
It was longer than that.
Yeah.
It was longer than that, but it was not 15 years, you know? Not that it could be at that position either, unless you're Darryl Green or Charles Woodson. So I do think he's going to get in. I'd probably say he gets in on the third try. And he should get in on the first. But the way the NFL has done this in the past, and you know these fossils in that room,
yep.
These dinosaurs. I mean, they might have just...
This is the way it's been, it has to be the way it is.
I mean, you want to go see Jurassic Park. I mean, go watch the Pro Football Hall of Fame selection.
Gil Brandt, who, remember when he put Witten as his 14th best tight end, tweeted this yesterday. Jason Witten had one stipulation when he was being recruited out of high school. He wanted to play defensive end, not tight end. After an injury at Tennessee, Phil Fulmer asked Jason if he played tight end. Forever a team player, he said yes. The rest is history. Yep,
he was not recruited as a – and he became – like, I was watching some of his clips yesterday in Knoxville. I mean, it was dang near impossible to drag this guy down in college. It was – like, he was – how he dropped the third round was stunning. And it was – I mean, I'd be hard-pressed to find a better third-round pick in this team's history. I'd be real hard-pressed in the entire history of this team. I'd have to go back and look at all their third-rounders. Be hard-pressed to find a better one.
And brought us Sam. We had him ranked as a first-rounder. Here is Jason Witten's message to Jerry Jones while saying goodbye yesterday.
Jerry, you've always been a father figure in my life. From you, I even learned to never circumcise a mosquito.
And then,
I referenced that the last few days have been challenging for me. And the hardest part of this decision was knowing that I would never be able to hand you that Lombardi trophy. When I told you back in 2006 that I would not let you down, I hope that in your eyes, I held up my end of the bargain.
Wow. It is a I found myself getting angry yesterday. It's a sports crime that the Dallas Cowboys didn't win more playoff games and give him a shot. It's a sports crime. What?
Didn't even get to a championship game, an NFC championship game.
No.
That's sad.
Crazy.
That's what made it sad. By the way, best third-round pick in Cowboys history, according to DallasCowboys.com, is Jason Witten. Harvey Martin, number two. Mark Stepnoski, number three. Charlie Waters, four. And Danny White, five.
And Jerry telling him, go be John Wayne in the broadcast booth. So a lot of tears, a lot of moisture with dark clouds and the rain in the Metroplex.
Go be, I still don't understand that line. Go be John Wayne in the booth. What, riding a horse? Wear some cow.
I don't know. I know it's better than what I did. I tweeted out a GIF, and it was Clint Eastwood. I sent it out, and people write back to me. Why'd you put Eastwood? I had to delete tweet.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.